How you doing, everybody? Just recording the intro to the podcast. I haven't even edited it yet. That's why I'm actually recording this beforehand. So if the sound quality is a bit I do apologize. We were having some issues with the mic, just like picking up background sounds and not picking up what it was supposed to, but it happens. It's the after days. This episode, me and Heather catch up, having not been on for a couple weeks. We talked about something big that happened with the second acquittal or something like that. I don't know. We talk about something specifically you'll hear, right? But I won't go into it now because it's just an intro. Anyway, I thank you guys for listening. Be sure to check out savagegraphicsmedia.com. That's graphics with an X. And you can check out all of our content, a lot of new content coming your way, a lot of big plans in the work. I thank you all for listening. And now the episode, which I don't have a name for because, yeah. Enjoy the episode.
So it starts. The saga begins, niggas. The saga begins, niggas. I'd like to welcome you to a collection of thoughts, observations, and concepts. They say that art imitates life. I just think life is art.
And welcome back to the Brooklyn Pod. I'm your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antonio Salvaje, a.k.a. Captain and the Game Master. And with me today is
Heather, just Heather.
Seems like something might have happened since the last time that we had a pod on something kind of important. Nah, nothing really important. It couldn't have been like the former president was up for his second impeachment the first time ever, where they had a bunch of proof that he incited an insurrection and afterwards said that he was responsible for inciting the insurrection, but found him acquitted. That didn't happen. That's...
How you doing, guys? In these trying times, it's kind of hard to support anybody but yourself. However, there are still ways you can support the podcast and the Broke Blurred Pod. You can go to streamerlinks.com/savagevoice, and you can go to our YouTube channel. You can check out Bad Mood Bear's YouTube channel. Give it a like, a subscribe, cost you nothing. You can go on, if you're in the Epic Game Store, put in code SAVAGEVOICE and use the creator code SAVAGEVOICE and get a little bit of something. It doesn't cost you anything extra. Or, you know, if you do want to spend something, you can go to the Broke Blurred merch. Go to the Bad New Bears merch. We got lots of stuff for you. My own personal designs, more stuff coming in. Just have a collection coming up soon. So go check it out. streamerlinks.com/savagevoice. You won't be disappointed. Also, you can check all of my content from YouTube to the podcast. Again, on streamerlinks.com/savagevoice. Take it easy.
You couldn't write that stupidity. So that definitely didn't happen.
No, not at all.
Okay, so before I let loose and explode, why don't you tell me your thoughts on it? I'm doing that thing when you were a kid and you used to do something bad and you were scared your parents were going to be in trouble and they just calmly came into your room and just like just started doing something very slowly with no reaction.
This is the thing. I was not at all surprised he was acquitted.
Oh no, neither was I.
Not at all surprised. I know there was like a lot of outrage. I feel like maybe I'm jaded at this point. My only hope is that there is an indictment, a sealed indictment, hanging out in New York for him. I mean, a lot of people said it was a big waste of time and money, and but a lot of it was to ensure he couldn't run again in 2024, because I think he still will have a big following in 2024. Hopefully, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the Republican Party in general. However, his
base.
The entire thing was like a sloppy shit show three ring circus. It was insane. Like, I didn't even watch as much coverage as I could have, but what I did watch, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, we could have gone to community college to become lawyers and have done a better job, I think, than what.
Okay, one, they didn't have to do a better job because they knew they were going to win. But it was necessary. And the reason why it was necessary is the same reason why there's outrage. I was under no assumption that he wasn't going to be found acquitted. But the point is that he shouldn't have been acquitted. Like, the government is just not, I have no faith in it. Like, the next election, I will be there to vote to make sure an asshole like him doesn't get into the office. And we on here definitely will to continue to point out just the blatant stupidity that's right in front of your face, because I'm not stupid, but I'm not a genius, at least not with this type of stuff. But I have common sense to know right and wrong. Like Mitch McConnell, but Donald Trump, he is responsible for, he said he was responsible. And his excuse was, well, we can't do it here. Okay, first off, one, these rules and laws that you're following, they're made believe. You're making them up as you go along. So just as easily as you say you couldn't, you could. You really could. There's literally no reason why you couldn't. You know why. You know the reasoning for it. So that's one. The reasoning for it is, one, this fucker does not deserve to get any more of our money since he built. Oh, he didn't take a paycheck. He didn't take a paycheck. He just took a check every single time he went to. You know. Okay. You know the whole Mar-a-Lago thing, right?
Take a breath.
You know the whole Mar-a-Lago thing about how every time that he went to Mar-a-Lago to golf, we paid him. We had to pay Trump and to obey Trump Mar-a-Lago or whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah. We had to pay for his Secret Service to stay there and anybody else. Okay. Guess how long Trump golfed for in his presidency?
How long?
A full year. He golfed 365 days out of his 4 years in term. A full year. So that was
By the way,
no,
really boring. It is one of the most boring sports I've ever played.
My dad tried to teach me how to hit a golf ball once, and I knew enough. Like I grew respect for the game, and that it wasn't as easy as I thought it would be. But I have no intentions of interest in golf, and like I wouldn't care if he's. I mean, I probably would still care, but I wouldn't care as much if, because you take the fact of he golfed 365. So that means a year, a whole year he wasn't doing shit. At least a year he wasn't doing shit. Okay. And then in that year, he got paid. Like, what is – you don't have to look good. What is the presidential salary supposed to be?
I'll look it up right now.
Presidential
salary. I mean, obviously, it changes every year, I'm sure.
Just what it's supposed to be.
Career. President hiring now. Oh, okay. The current salary for the president is $400,000 per year, with an expense account of $50,000. Presidents receive a pension and other benefits when they leave office.
So, okay, don't worry about that, because that just pissed me off. I don't want to hear about his stupid pension that he doesn't deserve. $450,000. Okay. Can you look up the average hotel or average room cost at the Mar-a-Lago?
How do you look this up? Mar-a-Lago. Oh, Mar-a-Lago Resort, Florida. All right, let's see. Oh, Lago. We have been saying it wrong this whole time. Okay. Oh, it's making me choose. All right, so let's just say I take my vacation on the 5th.
Okay.
Booked three times. Oh, I will. You know, oh, the Lago Mar Beach Resort and Club. Show prices. It's like, you peasant. It's like, not even.
Yeah. They're like, you shouldn't be here. You really shouldn't be here. You're on the internet trying to find this out. This isn't for you.
Come on. Just show them. Yes, that works. Fine. Oh,
wait. You should know somebody. Actually, it shouldn't matter how much it costs. You should just be coming here and you should just be calling in and making a reservation. And that's what it should be.
So it looks like for one night and two adults in a queen room with two queen beds, it is $365
a night?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're just going to go, well, let's assume he has one Secret Service agent, which I'm we know sure is they not are the much case.
More, though, in the summer and like later spring months.
Well, it's he did it for 365 days. So, yeah. They didn't pay that rate. They didn't. That I'm asking what the base rate. They didn't pay that. I know for a fact that they paid a higher rate. They made them pay a higher rate. I know that 100% for a fact. So you can just go ahead and round that up to at least $500 minimum. Okay. Go ahead. What's 500 times? I'm one person. We're just one Secret Service agent. 365 times whatever. 500. 365 times 500 is what?
Oh God, I don't know. Wait, sorry. I was looking at their price. I'm like, ooh, this is. What are we doing? 365 times 500.
Yes.
You do all this mathematics. Okay. Comes to, $182,000.
$182,000. And how much is the yearly salary? $400,000 for the president?
$400,000.
So in four Secret Service, if you have four Secret Service men in your hotel, you might get your fucking money paid back. Like, I don't know what the fuck to say. I'm going for a fucking Jeff Foxworthy thing. But the point is, four Secret Service agents in, and he's gotten the salary that he so-called didn't take. And that's just for the four.
And that's anything, just that one hotel.
Yeah. And that's just one hotel for just those 365 days. That doesn't count the times where there were national leaders and princes and shit paying extra rates to stay at those hotels, and then suddenly nice things happened to their country. Like they got certain contracts and shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know the point of the, oh yeah, he's evil as fuck and guilty as fuck, and it was right in front of our faces, and they had to do this at the very least, because already I can't, like, as a whole, the government, these fuck, all of them, both sides, no one is immune to this fire that I'm spewing from my mouth. Okay. Trump is the worst case scenario, but that doesn't mean that everybody else gets off. Okay. Because first and foremost, there should have been, they wanted to do this quick because Valentine's Day was coming up. Fuck Valentine's. No one likes fucking Valentine's Day. No one. You can't use that as your excuse. I know that was your excuse, but bitch, don't use that. You have to get home to Valentine's Day because you have the money to go out on Valentine's Day or to buy good shit for Valentine's Day, or you really want to get laid on Valentine's. Motherfucker. Seriously, they stormed the they threatened your lives. And here's the thing. I know, I think there's maybe one or two Democrats who were that corrupt or stupid to not want to not vote yes, but I'm pretty sure they all did. I don't know. I know a couple Republicans switch sides, but
not enough.
Here's the problem where you were all fucked up from the, unless you got to vote against it, unless there was a vote saying yay or nay, and you got to cast your nay. The fact that there were no witnesses, and don't get me wrong, they did a good job with the videotape, but the fact that there were no witnesses, I call bullshit. You should not have been okay with there not being no witnesses. I don't give a fuck what side you're on. I've watched Law and Order. There's always a fucking witness. Do you have any witnesses? Yes. I watched
Law and Order.
But seriously, does the defense have any witnesses they'd like to call? They ask it in almost every, who's your first witness? Like, a witness is kind of like, okay, so for those of you who don't watch Law and Order or have never seen it or don't know what fucking how the law works is, it works off of evidence. And one of the prime things people use as evidence is eyewitness testimony. That's kind of like a linchpin in most cases. We don't have eyewitness testimony to get them on. Well, we have eyewitness testimony, as well as we have videotape testimony, as well as we have more videotape testimony from the people who actually did it, saying they did it because the president wanted them to. At the end of the trial, you yourself, Merrick McConnell, said that the president is responsible. He did the things you literally said he did things you put him on trial for, and you didn't find him guilty for the things you put him on trial for. Don't give me that bullshit about you don't have the power. No. It's not about you having the power. Base rule, this is a trial to see if this person did that thing. The trial proved that this person did that thing. You found him innocent, and then afterwards, technically, perjured yourself in saying you knew he was guilty, but you found him innocent.
You would make an awesome, like, courtroom drama reenactor.
I watched a lot of Law and Order, so. But I'm just like, you, and it's, there should be one narrative going on right now. Everything else can be happening, COVID, all this other stuff. The one narrative that should be going from every side of a normal human being that's not just trying to fuck everybody's over should be, our system is incredibly broken because there is no accountability, period. The problem with all of that, one reason it had to be done and one reason why it's upsetting is because there has to be accountability and there is no accountability. You can't just, and he's not, again, he's not even a good con man. He sucks at the grift, okay? He's horrible at it. Look at my left hand. Look, it's still in my left hand. The hand I told you to look at, that's actually the hand that it's in. You dumb fuck. And then you go and look at it, and then he slaps you across the face. Why'd you do that? I didn't do that. You're right. You couldn't have done that. That's fake news. You have his tiny handprint on your face.
Oh,
it's no. It's got Cheeto stuff. I don't give a fuck. I know my dick's bigger than his at the very least. Regardless of anything, I'm comfortable saying that. I'm 100% comfortable in the fact that I'm pretty sure down to the two, I got him on a few inches, but I don't care. I really would. His dick could be as big as my leg. Still a horrible individual. I don't like.
You know the history of kind of like off the beaten path. Do you know the history of the small hands insult and why he like gets so angry about it? The
Pocono promise. I know it has to do with the other. Has to do with that other piece of shit, Marco Rubio.
Oh, it started right before that. So like 30 years ago, this guy, Graydon Carter, he was an editor for Vanity Fair. He described Trump in Spy Magazine as a short-fingered vulgarian. Like literally it was in 1988. That's when it happened. And he claims that to this day, like now, 2021, he receives an occasional envelope from Trump. There's always a photo of him. And he will circle his hand in gold Sharpie to highlight the length of his fingers.
I'm not surprised at all.
Which it cracks me up, by the way, that this was an insult, like just thrown out 30 years ago in a magazine.
Well, no, here's the thing. Here's what upsets like me and probably you and other people like us in our age and older is Trump's been the villain in almost every 80s movie where he wasn't the actual villain. He was basically the archetype for the villain. Like literally in the 80s, I think there is a DC comic book where it's Donald Trump and the Joker or Donald Trump and like either way, Donald Trump and one of the Batman villains.
Okay.
And they do some shit where they try to. Nothing might have been Donald Trump and Lex Luthor and Lex Luthor's trying to become. Either way, he's the villain in the comic book. Like blatantly, Donald Trump is the villain in the comic book. And this was a good 10, 15, 20 years before he ran for president. And fucking majority of 80 movies, whenever there's a rich asshole who's the bad guy, it's based off of Donald Trump. They just usually have way more charisma than him.
Donald Trump apparently has had about 20 comic book cameos.
Yeah.
And he has died in almost all of them. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. I found it. I found the thing you were referring to. Yeah. Lex Luthor. DC published an in-universe chronicle, The Life of Superman's Internal Nemesis, Lex Luthor, at the time. And this is from Vulture.com, by the way. At the time, Trump, The Art of the Deal, was co-written by the now Tony Schwartz. So yeah, he was a bad guy in that. He's been in he's been featured in a lot of them, though. Like New Avengers and...
Because he is, he literally did the whole fucking shit, the scorpion and the frog, and blatantly said he was the scorpion, that he was going to, his grift is that we're all too fucking stupid to do anything about it. That's the grift. The grift is we're stupid. As a country, we are stupid. Here's the thing. I don't claim to be smart. I claim to be smarter than average, apparently. Apparently, I am smarter than average. I can actually say that. How many people voted for him?
A lot.
What percentage was it? 40%?
It was almost half of America.
Okay, so almost half of America. So I'm smarter than the average American. And I figure this by not all of us that voted against him they weren't all smart. Let's be honest. I'm glad you voted for not Trump. But
yeah, I voted for not Trump. But I would have voted for anybody that was not Trump.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We're smarter than at least some of the people that voted for Biden. We know that. You know that. You know you're smarter than some of the people. There's some people smarter than us. But it doesn't matter. We just need to be smarter than some of those people. So you add some of those people with all the people who voted for Trump, and automatically – we're smarter than average Americans. At the very least, we're smarter and or have a soul. There's no accountability. Nothing. Here's the problem that I see, and I really don't know. Like, I'm scared to say it only because it's one of those things, like, if you say it, it makes it real. And I can't shake the feeling that letting him off, this is like he was like, okay, you know, the fall of Rome, everybody, there's the fall of Rome, all the great empires, all the fall. He was the beginning of that. And what was done by not holding him accountable is you can't use like all America is just a big PR gig. Big PR and marketing. That's what America is. PR and marketing. PR and marketing. Fucking the greatest country in the world. Don't worry about all the fucked up shit we did. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. Unless you were Native American and are black or anything else, you can... I mean, that's why if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. It is really fucked up here. And that's just New York. So the American dream is to not have to deal with the shit that I have to deal with as a black man. That like all these things, if you take every single American saying that we have, you can easily juxtapose it to any other nationality, some other nationality other than the average white man. No offense happens against you. My white brothers and sisters, I truly don't. Can you still hear me?
I hear you.
I was just making sure. I was like, I don't want to keep talking and nothing's going through. But yeah, if you can juxtapose every single saying, like try to think of some, say, if there any I didn't say of an American saying. Let me see. Let's play a game where if I can come with the racist connotation or side or that goes with it.
It could be anything. Like good mottos, like patriotic type sayings.
Yeah. Just stuff that you know. Good that the America's PR slogans. Come on, we grew up like in the 80s.
Let me think. Land of the free, home of the brave.
Well, funny thing about the free part, some of us are free, some of us not so much. I mean, we'll fix it, but I mean, we'll still literally put a law in place where they're going to be in jail and basically be slave labor. I mean, we'll give them 3 cents, so it's technically not slavery. And brave, that's kind of an inside joke against the Native Americans. We called them braves, and yeah, we took their land. But yeah.
I'm trying to think. I mean, there's a whole lot of, I mean, yeah, the whole, like, if you can make it here, you can make it.
Yeah.
Give us your, oh, wait, the one on the, give us your week. No, give us your, it's on
free, the Statue of your, Liberty. Your huddled mass is yearning to be something, unless you're Mexican, then.
Okay, I will give you, it's a Statue of Liberty quote. It's, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free.
Again, unless you're Mexican, and then, yeah, we know how that turned out. You know, that's so.
It was actually pretty rough for immigrants coming in through.
It's always this island. Like, okay, here's the thing. You can't talk shit about America without it. Well, I probably can. You're gonna deal with the Jew shit if you do, but
actually, the one who wrote it was Jewish.
Well, that whole part, and actually the statues from France, like the best parts of America don't necessarily come from America. And in general, it doesn't even matter because in general, as a country, like I know we were told that's the greatest country on earth, and it probably is, but that doesn't say anything about the rest of the countries. That's the point. The fact that we're the best, kind of, it's just saying more about you guys than us. Cause
don't tread on us, America.
You know what I mean?
Because
there's a thing. Okay, so people, other than the racist shit that you got, well, not even some of the shit, because some of the shit we're not, okay. Both sides, you can't go all in. You can't go. So there's a few things. One, we're just going to just clean up this idea of what a Republican is. What a Republican is not, and I'm sorry, but you're going to have to stop using this statement or just like, I mean, you're probably going to go to hell unless you talk to a priest beforehand. You're not a Christian. Sorry.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't.
I hate to disappoint. Well, that's fine. But if you're a Republican, you're not a Christian. You have to accept that. That's fine. If you don't want to be a Christian, perfectly fine. But if you like, you know, Christian, follow Jesus of Jesus Christ, you can't. You can be independent, probably possibly be a libertarian, but you cannot be a Republican, literally because the Republican Party goes against every teaching of Jesus Christ, I think. I think literally every, all of his main teachings, not help the poor. Yeah. Nope. Nope. That's not a thing we do. The meek shall inherit the earth. Ha! Meek, you're funny. You mean Meek Mills, that rapper who's rich? Maybe we'll let him in.
They don't know who Meek Mills is.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm saying the only reason they might know who he is because he's not as poor as the average person. So there's that. If you're a Christian, you can't be happy with just anything that the Republican, you don't have to be happy with anything the Democratic Party does, but at the very least, on a Christian level, even if they're full of shit, they're more full of shit accurately to the teachings of Jesus Christ than those who are literally full of shit. Like the Republicans are full of shit and the opposite of Democrats in the sense that they're like, oh, no, I'm definitely a Christian. Give me that, you poor person, trying to fucking eat. What's the matter with you? Yeah, I know that somebody gave that to you of their own free will, but I don't think you should have it, because if you have it, then you might come back tomorrow. Anyway, you can't have it. It's mine, because I'm rich and you're not. Like, but, oh, yeah, but I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. Remember, I'm a Christian, because I said it. I'm a Christian. Look at what I say, not what I do. Like, and like, again, Democrats, you come on. First off, Biden, you're not, just because you are not him does not mean you're gonna get off the hook with that stupid ass shit that you said to the kids. Now, I understand the sentiment that you were trying to do. You were Grandpa Joe, Uncle Joe, and you were trying to be that reassuring adult, which, if not in a national setting, yes, lie to the children and tell them, you'll be perfectly fine. Don't worry. Mommy and daddy won't get COVID. You're not going to give them COVID. You say that if you're not on national TV as a parent to your kid, because I'm sorry. No, kids don't need to know the truth all the time. Why? Because their little brains can't comprehend it in the first fucking place. So the whole thing about never lying to the extent, no, don't lie to you, but little shit that they don't need to know, let them not know it. They will be fine. And when they get older, they'll have a different appreciation for, wow, that was some fucked up shit that happened. Even if you told me, I wouldn't have been able to contemplate what the fuck was going on. All right. But on national TV, when you're the president, you cannot say, and obviously the kids asked the question, the mom asked the question, and the kid maybe was there. I don't fucking know. But yes, the kid. One, children can get COVID. Yes, it has shown that it affects them less. But one, when they first started saying that to now, it's affecting them more than it did. Still less than average. Two, they can give it very easily. That has never not been a thing. That has always been a thing. A kid can give you a hangnail if they saw a kid in their classroom who knew a guy with a hangnail. They will come home and you will get sick and have a hangnail just because. Okay? So the kids will give you corona. They will give your parents corona. They will give the teachers corona. They will give everybody fucking corona. Don't say that. Why would you say that? Why? Like, it's just wrong.
I'm not even really sure what the comment was. It was a
town hall meeting, and a kid made a comment about worried about getting corona. Will I get corona and stuff like that? And he was trying to be Uncle Joe. Where, like I said, if it's not a national statement and you're just talking to your kid or your nephew or your grandson, bullshit them. They don't need to know the harsh truth of life. Life sucks ass. If you're listening to this, kids, life sucks ass, but you're not listening to this. And by the time you're old enough to listen to this, you're going, yeah, he's right. That sucks ass. But he's trying to be like, no, mommy and daddy's not. No one's going to get COVID. He's doing that shit where you placate kids because, you don't want to have the conversation, or you just know they're not old enough to understand it, or I just don't have the answer, so we're not going down that road. But that's not what this was. This was a town hall meeting. And what he should have said was, Unfortunately, there is a chance that you may get sick or your mother gets sick, but we're going to do our best to ensure that, one, every American can prevent themselves from getting sick, one, by properly distancing yourselves, isolation, and wearing face masks, two, if you're able to, as well as we are going to be doing our best to make sure every American gets a vaccine. That's what you fucking say. You don't say, no, you're not going to get mom. You're not going to give your teachers or mommy or anybody. Yes, you are. That's why you're fucking at home on the computer.
To be fair, if he was like, you're gonna kill everybody with your germs, kid, like we would all be like, holy shit, Joe, settle down.
Well, yeah, don't say that, but don't, like, you can very Dr. Fauci very easily. Here's the number one thing. I've watched enough Grey's Anatomy to know that doctors, you're never supposed to make a promise you can't keep. Period. If you don't know that the person is going to be 100% okay or mostly okay, don't say that they are. If you don't know they're going to pull through it, you don't promise a family member that they're going to pull through it, because they don't hear or understand anything other than they're going to pull through it. And when the bad thing happens, you lie to me. It's the only thing that they hear. So same rules. Dr. Fauci had a very, they would like, is this the end? He would, before he opened his mouth, he'd be like, well, here's the situation, and sometimes this happens, and in many cases it can be like this, and sometimes it's like this. We will see what we can do in X, Y, and Z. He never goes, nope, that's not how that works. No, definitely do that, because that is definitely going to do that. That does not, I know you're out of practice, Joe, but I know you probably don't give a fuck, and I wouldn't too, because, like, yeah, but just why, Joe? Why would you say that? Why? Why? Just
he doesn't speak off the cuff very well.
Like, well, see, like, again, I understand the context he did it in, but at the same time, like I said, I'm not. Everyone gets the fire. I can't sit here and, you know, say shit about Trump. Like, yours is worse than Trump, because Trump has been saying it for the longest, and now you're repeating the same bullshit and not realizing that it smells the exact same way. But speaking of some bullshit that smells the same way as the other bullshit, somebody got fired today. Well, not today. Right. Got fired. Not today. It got a while back. Got fired a while back.
Yeah. So, Gina Carano.
Gina Carano.
Carano. I got that. Yes. All right. Gina Carano was fired from The Mandalorian. Not for one, not for two, not for three, but a plethora of comments she had made in about a year span. There was, like, a lot of controversial things. And she's actually since been claimed that she's being bullied. By the show.
I don't know about being bullied by the show.
She is, you know, kind of the victim in the situation. But we will take a look back, I guess, on.
Okay. Well. On some okay. Of her
comments.
Okay. Well. One, before we read the comments.
Yes.
It's. Okay, so here's a problem with her being or not being the victim. I think it's not that she is or isn't the victim. She is a victim. As in, I am 100% certain there are plenty of assholes who, based off of the dumb shit that she said, have surpassed her dumb shit with their own dumb shit. Two dumb shits don't make a dumb shit right, especially when dumb shit goes past the other one's dumb shit. Once you head into that dumber shit area, you're in the wrong, regardless of anything else. So I'm pretty sure there have been situations where people are being like, the path to hell is paved with good intentions. Okay. Every villain is the hero of their own story. Okay. So there's that. However, that all being said, you you did it to yourself. And it's very simple. You could have shut the fuck up a long time ago, but you didn't. So and it wasn't like one time, two, there's at least 3 to 4 times within a nice different time span, nice long time span. Simply, the only thing you had to do was not. You, Mr. Roland, have both taken off Facebook. I'm hardly ever on there now. Like, it's not that hard to not. Okay. Also, that being said, now here's the thing. It's not that she was recently fired by Disney. Disney put out a statement that says she doesn't work for us, meaning that she wasn't working for them for a while. That was more to say, no. We don't have any plans. We've been stopped working with her. We've been stopped having plans for her to do something else. We just want y'all to know. This is not we're firing her now. This is just so y'all know, she been not work here. That's like when you go to your friend's old job and you're like, yo, is James there? Oh, James ain't work here in months. Where you been? That type of shit. That's what that was. Yeah. But what does she say? What were some of the things she said?
So one of the things that I read through like a long list of her just random bullshittery. And I mean, it runs the gamut. She's a conspiracy theorist. She was very against like shutting down businesses for COVID, and she was very vocal about it. She was a supporter of the idea that there was a lot of voter fraud. So that was, you know, I don't even think that was fireable. She pissed off the trans community, which
I can give a little insight into where, see, this I think might have been more of a situation of one miscommunication coupled with ego. On both sides.
Something that I can't stand. And so one thing she does, and it bothers me because I used to see this a lot on Facebook with my more well-spoken racist Facebook users, is where they'll make a very polarizing statement. And then when they're called out on it, say like, whoa, I just said that to showcase how awful you people are. For jumping on me. Like, she does stuff like that, which really irritates me.
Well, no, she did. But I think I'm saying is, I think initially it was more of, when I say that, it was the ego versus non-communication, because the improper communication is her not understanding what the whole pronoun aspect thing is. So the whole pronoun aspect thing is our generation and most people either a little bit younger or a little bit older, like between me and you and maybe a little bit older, but between you and older than me, the understanding is going to be varied. Some people will get it, some people won't, and it's not necessarily you should excuse them, but their understanding and comprehension you have to take with a grain of salt, okay? Her understanding was more of, if you don't know anybody and you've spent 30 years of your life and it wasn't a thing, it may not be something you can easily, you know, jump into. I myself, I'm lucky enough to know Gigi Zizi, you know, our other podcast host, and they are trans. And it's more of with the, like, she was under the assumption, Gina Carano, that it's a situation where, and I've this is the person I've met, and I've met other. I'm having pretty sure that might be on your side because you're the one who's breaking up for me.
Breaking up for me.
Well, it's not. Oh, because I'm black. That's fucked up. Fucking Jew. See, Jew controlling the media. No, I've experienced, I've talked with somebody who's trans, and it's more of, You don't want to say the wrong thing, and you'll make. I've made so many fucking mistakes constantly, and never once has he gotten on my case. There was even one other streamer that was friends with Pontus, and you know, I'm hearing. I'm not watching. I never know who I'm necessarily talking to. So, you know, they were trans women, and I referred to him as a he, and so she, and corrected me, and we went on our way. Whereas the image that Gina has in her head, and she may have experienced this because she may have purposely not mispronounced this person's pronoun, is that you refer to him like oh, she, it's he, like that type of shit. That doesn't happen on a regular basis. That happens on someone's YouTube video. But very rarely, like, first off, in order for somebody to go that route, they either have to be having the worst day or be that comfortable with themselves and you and everybody else around you that they can say that, for right or for wrong. Like, they have to be in that frame of mind. And here's the thing. For most of our life, that was not, there was nobody that strong. There were like five people in history that were that strong. And even they weren't that strong because they never said, call me, you know, there's that you easily whittled down to maybe three people in history that were strong enough to openly say, call me this, call me that, I am trans, yada, yada, yada. You know what I mean?
I actually find her trans comments to be awful.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not saying her trans comments. I'm saying the very first where it all started, the would cause her to double down. She didn't.
But I think
she
didn't. Was wrong, double down rather than, you know, say like, oh, I'm sorry, I should have taken a moment to like educate myself.
Well, no, she didn't even have to do that. I would have been fine if she, because from what I know, the initial thing was just her not.
It's not up to us to say whether or not like her actions were fine, I guess.
No, we can't do that. Where we say we're not allowed to say if something is fucked up or not, because we're not that. I don't care what side you're on.
I don't think it's up to us though to say what was from, if so it doesn't offend me because I'm not trans, I guess is what I'm saying.
No, like, what I'm saying,
I see the big issue was she never added, I guess she was asked if she would put, you know, like a he, she pronoun, which is
exactly popular on Twitter. Right there. She, so,
not at all, like, regardless of what you are, I don't think you owe it to anyone.
Yeah, what she should have done is not add it and not said anything. That's right there. That would have been the correct thing. But what happened was, like I said, she, from everything I know, she took it as, you need to do this. Why don't you do, like, she took it as a hostility, and then she doubled down, and then she was explained by the star of The Mandalorian, like, it was either his cousin or his sister is trans, and he was kind of like, it's like how you're seeing it and how you're taking it, that's not what this is. Where,
yeah, I guess the actions bother me more than the things she says.
Yeah,
because Lana Del Rey does that a lot. Lana Del Rey will double down, and in moments where she just should shut the fuck up, she like digs herself deeper by just becoming like very pretentious and saying like, "See, I just showcased the flaws in all of you who are mean to me." Blah blah blah.
Like no bitch, you're stupid.
Listen, after this, we need to talk about this. I would like you to read into Lana Del Rey's interesting.
I don't remember any specifics, but I know specifically of there was stupid shit that she did and recent enough that I've decided to wipe it from my brain because it was that stupid.
Because it's so like, some people are just so pretentious and into themselves. It makes me roll my eyes. And she was like, if you cannot see that I bear my soul and I've changed the world with like my beautiful words and my poetry, and I know rappers and I've dated rappers. And it's like, lady, black people aren't all rappers. What are you talking about? Like,
yeah, we're not. But Regina.
yeah. It's just all she does is double down on her initial comments and then sobs about how she's this misunderstood white woman writing this beautiful poetry that just goes above all of our heads. I want to be like, bitch, I only know like two songs of yours. Shut up.
It's yeah. I'm not going to comment, but I know with Gina Carano, like I said, there was that, and it's more of how she reacts to the reaction. Like she'll say something like this.
Yeah. Huh? That was my takeaway where it's like, all right, you say dumb shit. Cause she, the nail in the coffin. The final straw was she compared the treatment of Republicans to the treatments of Jews in Nazi Germany. And I know I've said this before on this podcast. I get so irritated when people just take any small little thing and they're like, oh, it's just like the Jews in Germany. It is nothing like the Jews in Germany. Nobody's rounding you people up into boxcars, shipping you off to concentration camps, separating your family, killing your kids, and working you to death. I'm sorry. Not the same thing.
It's not, well, here's the thing. I'm going to actually push back on that.
I don't care.
It is, but not in the context that she put it in. It is in the sense of, yeah, shit is happening and we're ignoring it. And that shit is kind of how Hitler happened, is that shit started happening and they ignored it. Kind of like when the racist assholes stormed the Capitol and you don't hold the people accountable for it accountable. And now he's going to start his own fucking political party.
Well, he claims.
Well, he doesn't have to claim. Literally, he just has to be him, and they'll do the rest. Remember the Tea Party? Remember those dumb fucks?
I remember the Tea Party. But they never gained any power after all was said and done.
No, they did. They're the Republicans. The Tea Party turned the current Republicans into what they are, and now they've morphed into what this is. And so now it's those two factions fighting on the inside. So the best case scenario is they will eat each other alive. The only problem is that the dumber side has all the voters. You know what I mean? So the dumber side is going to cannibalize the smarter side because they have all the voters, but like you fuckers are so stupid. You make the fucking rules. We all know you make the rules. We sat here for 4 years and watched you make the fucking rules. Okay. We watched you do it. We watched you go to the chalkboard and erase a rule and then write a different rule. You did it in front of our eyes. And your whole reasoning for not, the whole reason, now you can, this is semantics, this may be speculation, this is possibly an alternative fact, okay? But the reason that they did not vote to convict him in the second impeachment was not because, as we well know, it wasn't because they didn't think he was guilty, because they admitted they thought he was guilty. It's because they were scared of his voters. They were scared of the people who have no fucking power. Literally, they have no power in every sense of the word. They have no power as in they voted for the wrong person, so they don't have power through that. They have no power in, they don't believe that the government works the way it's supposed to work. So automatically they have no, but like the power that they think they have or don't, like it doesn't exist. And your answer is, well, let me hand them the gun and they might feel better now. No, you dumb fuck. You dumb, dumb, dumb people. And she's done her. And did you hear? Yes, she said, which is going to be horrible. She signed a movie deal with guess whose production company?
Who?
Ben Shapiro's.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that piece of shit.
I don't even know.
He's the Candace Owens of Jews. He's your Candace Owens.
Like, I know he's like Candace Owens. I want to remember that Chappelle skit where they were like, oh, the black congregation wishes. I wish as a Jewish congregation I could I can get rid of him and pass him off to another team.
Well, we know Tim what team he wants to go with. Because, like, I'm... It just... Like I said, I didn't want to say that this government is fucked as it is or that this country is as fucked as it is because I love this country because it's the country I live in. It's my home. I love the people in it. I know that the majority of the people aren't racist, and even some of the people who are mildly racist are just stupid as fuck and don't know any better, and it's mainly because of how fucked up this country is, and it just annoys me knowing that, like, what... Like, right now, my only confidence in the government as far as, like, things that are supposed to be done is that they got a tiny bit of my confidence back in voting. Only in the sense of, if shit gets really fucked up, the voting will probably save us from the really fucked up aspect. But we're going to have to go through so much bullshit for the right thing to be done. Like, what is the matter with you fucking people? Like, these are things based on doing the right thing. You dumb fucks who are following the... See, this is the only thing I like about what Trump did with the Republican Party is that he's making them not like the Republicans. So being that they're not liking some of the Republicans, it's a lot easier for them to see a little bit more through their bullshit that they're not following through with, like not wanting, and I think actually a Democrat was stupid enough to try this, to say this bullshit, but not wanting minimum wage to be $15 because they're saying that people don't want it. Who? Who are the people that don't want it? Because all the people, the only people that don't want it are like your golfing buddies, because everybody else kind of wants it. Like, unless you employ somebody, you want it. And here's the thing, most people don't employ somebody. And like, you can't use the excuse, oh, well, the economy would be, it would crack, it would suck because, well, you can't have a thing called inflation and ignore it. For, like, what is the point of it? Judging for inflation, you're fucked. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, you got to keep judging for inflation, but you're not inflating shit, but your fucking ego. Like, it's just, I want to have hope in the country, and... And here's another part that for me is hard is after the whole George Floyd thing, I've lived with racism my whole life. It's whatever. I'm a thick skin. You get used to it. But here's the thing. It's there and it sucks. And knowing it sucks and knowing how blatant the last 4 years they became and how I'm pretty sure they're not going to put that genie back in the bottle anytime soon. And it's just like, how are you not seeing this? How are you that stupid? And I don't want to keep calling people stupid, but you're not even like your only your argument, you know, we're going to specific to the Black Lives Matter aspect. Your argument tends to fall specifically on I'm with that asshole because he's who he says he is versus these are my friends. These are my family. These are the things they've been dealing with. They come their history is slaves. Like that is your actual history is that, and it's a recent history. It's not like Jews have the slave history, but you got a while back before you get to your slaves. No, our shit's like, we have pictures. You know what I mean? Some people have the pictures in their house. Sometimes. Literally. Some of them have them in their house. Some are black people who have, you know, great grandparents who were slave pictures in their house. Some are white people who probably shouldn't be having that picture in their house, but they're probably rich as fuck, so they don't care. But, like, American history is so fucked up. And I want it to be better. But I don't have any confidence that it will be, because literally those who are in power, they literally said, fuck you. What are you going to do about it? It's what they said to the American people. Fuck you. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. You ain't going to do nothing. Why aren't you going to do nothing? Because we got at least 2 years where we can fuck up shit more, and you ain't going to do shit. Wait, what did you say? Oh, nothing, Mr. Trump. We were just telling them that they're not going to do any. You happy? You're good over there? And okay. We're just doing what you told us to do. I mean, you didn't tell us to do. No, I mean, he never told us to do it. We're doing this of our own free will. Like all Republican, like if you are Republican, that we're going to, this is not talking to the people, I'm talking to the politicians who will never hear this. But let's say if you are here, let's pass this on. If you are a Republican that voted to acquit Trump, I'll let the first one slide. I'm going to let that one slide, okay? Especially since Mitt's apparently the other person who didn't. Mitt got the free pass on both, okay? So Mitt, you can go stand over there. The rest of you, you spineless pieces of shit who probably all deserve punishment, whether it be legal punishment, whether it be censures, whether it be financial, which is the same thing as censures, whether it be you, be you're traitors. You are literally, what you did was an act of being a traitor, because in the face of proof of someone, literally, you had the former president on trial for what was the specific crime? The inciting a riot. Insurrection.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Insurrection. Insurrection. Whole aspect of that is traitorous. Okay. And so that is the crime at hand. You, as Congress or whoever the fuck you people are, I don't have any respect to even learn, so I don't care. You literally admitted. He did the crime, you know he did the crime, and you acquitted him of the crime that you know he committed. You, my friends, have committed treason. All of you are traitors, not figuratively, but technically, by the Constitution. Why? Because he incited insurrection. What is inciting insurrection? Giving a harbor or comfort to those who wish ill will to the country, which he did, to the point of saying, I love you all, while it was still going on, or it was almost over. Actually, he was telling them, you guys can go home. You've done enough. Literally, like, I'm not being figuratively, I'm not being hyperbolic. I'm like literally just stating the facts of the situation. The president incited a riot. They prove that he incited the riot. You, and we have to do this in a weird fucking time travel back to the future type of order to explain it, because if you do it in order, it really doesn't make sense. The president incited a riot. They proved that he incited a riot. They had a trial that he incited a riot. He was found not guilty. And then Republicans say, yes, he incited a riot. See, that makes no sense when you say it like that. You have to say the last part before you say the part where they say they found him not guilty, because otherwise it makes no sense. Wait again. It just doesn't make sense because it's stupid. And you should be ashamed of yourself. Every single one of you, whether you believe in hell or not, I'm pretty sure. See, I believe hell is kind of your own thing that you deal with. And the shit that you guys are going to have to deal with, whether it be a figurative or an actual hell. Oh, c'est magnifique. Oh, you're going to stick so many pineapples up your own ass. It's gonna be very funny, actually. I'm laughing right now at how funny. Actually, Heather's laughing right now at how funny that's gonna be, because you like literally none of you, you're all just horrible, horrible people who I wish no ill will upon anybody. But hey, someone comes up, slaps you across the face, I'm not gonna say sorry. I wouldn't, because I didn't do it. But still, I wouldn't do it. Don't you do it. No one do it. But if anybody does it, I don't care. I'm not going to. If you're one of those people, I don't want anybody putting violence. Let's be clear. No violence on anybody. All I'm going to say is, from now until the day I die, if anything bad happens to any of those people, they have none of my remorse. I have zero fucks to give. All the fucks are out. I'm out of fucks. No more fucks. Okay? I ran out of fucks 2-3 years ago. Okay? Now, I gave the last fuck when I got confirmation that he was acquitted. That is when I gave. No. I had one more fuck to give, and then I gave that last fuck when Mitch McConnell, because Bob, my neck shot won't let me. Whatever. It's. What else? Anything else? I just hate those fuckers. Really just,
By the way, you do a very good Mitch McConnell.
Well, Frank, it's not that hard. You just have to not care about people. And you have to personify the lack of caring into everything that you do. And automatically you get them. You have to let the utter evil and blobbish despair. Remember the blob? You have to embody the blob. I'm the blob. My name is Miss. In 1970-80, I was the blob. Now I'm in Congress. That's all you do. It's just if the blob became a person. If the blob became sentient, it would become Mitch McConnell. You're welcome. Anybody who knows what the blob is cannot get that out of their head. That's literally what you will have in your head for the rest of time. And I will now periodically send you gifts of the blob, and you will see Mitch McConnell every time.
Okay. He's got a very blobby neck.
He's a piece of shit, and he looks exactly. He probably looks better than he actually is on the inside. Like his amount of evil, like he's so evil that he can't even look as evil as he looks, as he actually is. That's what that pouch is. It's all the excess evil that's trying to get out. They're like, no, motherfucker, you don't look this good. There's way more evil that needs to be shown to the outside world. No, I'm going to keep it right here in my neck sack.
neck sack.
Anything else? Anything?
Real quick, I want to have a little. I don't know if this will piss you off or not, but there was a Twitch streamer recently. He's a comedian who goes by the name of Asian Andy, and he made about $16,000 streaming.
Sleeping guy.
Yes. The challenge was. Wake him up with, I guess, a barrage of sounds and text speech and all types of stuff, and he made about $16,000.
You know, it doesn't make me upset because here's the thing. He probably before that already had a decent following in comparison to both of us put together. So
I believe he had a successful YouTube channel, but he was not making that kind of. Bank and you know that sort of time by channel,
but at the same time, like literally, if you get to like the average, me and you would happily, more than likely, I'm assuming you, but from everything you've told me, I'm more than certain you would agree with this. But me and you would be happy with just like a fraction of like big streamers' donations. Like if you take like just like one Tim the Tap Man stream. And like spread that one stream over like 3 months to a year. I'm good. Like, you know what I mean? The amount of money that you know an average successful streamer gets, like, is more. Put it this way: the average successful is you know who have a decent enough following at least make what currently is minimum wage.
Yes. Yeah. It's not easy to sustain yourself via streaming.
Yeah. Well, you're
a ninja or.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, but if you're not the big, we're going to not go so big, but like, say like you're a above average, like you've made it to partner. If you made it to partner level, more than, and there's a lot of partners out there, more than likely you are making above minimum wage, like might be just above minimum wage, might be a lot above, but you're making above minimum wage once you reach that level, because you factor in at that point, you're going to have probably steady followers. So let's say you'll probably have a steady subs of at least 10 to 15 each, that did guaranteed. And that's just like lowballing it. And it does include donations and all the other shit. So, you know, hey, good, more power to them. I mean, I'm not going to try that shit because I'm just going to look like an asshole sleeping on camera. But
yeah, I wouldn't try that either. Plus, I'm really cranky when I'm like, if somebody wakes me up before I need to wake up. So I don't feel like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's on a smaller streaming service allegedly, but I'm kind of happy I'm trying to do earlier streams and then saving Twitch for night streams, just because usually I want to stream earlier. But the thing with Twitch directly, like I said, it's like one is like the minor leagues and the other is like the big leagues. Yeah. So for those of you know, you can actually now catch my live gaming streams on Twitch and YouTube. So when I'm streaming earlier in the day.
I said head on over and subscribe to Savage Voices YouTube.
No, subscribe to the Bad Noob Bears YouTube.
The Bad Noob Bears.
Yeah, which other than the stream, you have plenty of content that will be up there, and we'll have a lot more content that will be coming your way within the days, weeks, months, and years. All right, is there anything else? Did we cover it all?
But I do want to say I have not, since our last podcast, I am now an affiliate on Twitch.
Yes, officially. So make sure you go to twitch.tv/dogeatdog, the O's are zeros, and me, because I got to put myself in there, twitch.tv/savagevoice. As well, I just renewed my Epic Creator Code. So if you buy anything from the Epic Game Store, whether it be Fortnite, Roll Company, or anything else, make sure to put my name in there, Savage Voice. Cost you nothing extra, but it helps me out a lot. And lately, actually, real quick, do you have just a little bit of time so that I can geek out about League of Legends?
Go ahead.
I love this game. I finally understand not so much competitive sports, but what's the word where you watch sports? Spectator. Okay. I understand spectator sports, and like more specifically like football, because it's more of a, unlike like first person shooters or Fortnite or anything like that, it's a lot more like chess than anything. It's a MOBA. I don't know what MOBA stands for. It's like multiplayer online battle arena is what I'm assuming that it stands for, but I'm literally just pulling that out my ass. But there's the reason why this particular game appeals to me is because there's at least 150 different champions to choose from, and they all fight differently with different powers and different skins. So it kind of feeds into the whole aspect of Dungeons and Dragons, Dungeons and Dragons aspect that I never got to get into as a kid because I was the lone nerd, so there was nobody else to even explain to me what Dungeons and Dragons were other than the cartoon series I used to watch. But it's strategy, and unlike like I'm the Bad New Bears, we've a couple of us have placed in the Call of Duty ranked league, so we can do ranked games, which you're going to see up on the website and on the YouTube channel. But with this, I'm going to make an actual go for it. I'm going to raise as far in the ranks as possible because it's about strategy and like a little bit mechanics, but it's a lot more of like, I have you know, 40 years, I have 35 plus years of video game experience and 40 years of life experience, as well as some martial arts technique experience. So I think I might be able to come up with a few things that's going to beat that 16-year-old that the only thing he knows better than me is the right room to place on his champion. Like, you know what I mean? It's a lot more of a thinking man thing than just push this button and then this happens, or move this way fast. You know, you got to strategize.
So you're going to show him how an old man does it.
Oh, I plan to piss so many people off. The only downside to League of Legends is I found that compared to almost every gaming community, it is toxic out the ass. But unlike most game community, it's toxic on itself. All the toxicity that I've seen has been always to the people on your own team. Always, every. Like, at the end of the game, maybe a little bit of back and forth, but it's never as bad as right before a match, or even right after a match, or during a match, and it's your own team. So that part's a bit annoying. But other than that, I'm having so much fun, and I'm trying to get good. And currently I'm at bronze, which is the lowest you can get, but I'm trying to learn all the characters I can. Well, not all the characters, but I'm trying to come up with a game plan. So keep your eyes and ears open, because you're going to see, like, how old were you when you stopped playing video games? Well, we have the next person in this story, he's 40. And he plays, huh?
When I stopped, you said?
Yeah, when did you, well, you don't count, because you, I'm just saying, if the news reporter, I'm doing the impression of the news reporter that's going to do the story on me for getting good as League of Legends. 40-year-old man. This man decided at 40-year-old to take up League of Legends. But yeah, that's my newest obsession. Which,
can you tell me what it's like to be a national hero?
I wouldn't say I'm just a national hero. I'm just bringing back, you know, black people. You know, we took over basketball. We took over baseball. We took over football. There's a couple of snaki. You know, and I thought the Koreans, they've been doing the League of Legends things for a lot of bit too long. So I thought it was time to get a little bit of darker color in the scene, and that's why I'm here.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Back to you, Ted.
Which, here's the funny thing. I think that actually might end up being more of a thing, because I don't think there's any high, well-known, especially professional, high elo black League of Legends player. Like, I've only, like, all the big League of Legends players I know of, which is very little, but the ones I know of are all either Korean or white.
Yeah.
And the telltale picture of what a nerd is, like, if someone said nerd by 80 standard, like, I say nerd, close your eyes, picture a nerd. That's a League of Legends player.
I bet you we probably think of the same exact, like, person too.
Oh, I'm literally going to send you a picture of, this guy is on the 100 Thieves League of Legends team. And this kid, God bless him, he actually, if I just look up his picture, I'm gonna try to find a picture of the whole team, just so you can literally zoom right in on him.
What am I looking up?
100 Thieves, League of Legends team.
And
go to images.
Oh.
Try to find.
There he is.
Actually,
I'll see him.
20. Sure, got the right team. Which, you see him?
I wonder has it changed a few times? There's like a few
Put in 2021 and you'll see him immediately. Okay.
Because there's several different teams I'm looking at, and I'll be honest, you can find the mega nerd out of all of them. Okay. Yeah. This would be the one that has, League of Legends 2021. Oh, why is it being blurry? Hold on. It's all the way, the guy all the way to the right.
With the glasses?
Yes.
Well, not him necessarily, but I'm talking about the what? Like he, yes. I didn't picture him, but I saw the picture and I know that's what you would think. I'm talking about the other, not him, the one that's not him that doesn't have glasses. Who's the next nerdiest person where you see it and you go, you're a total nerd?
I kind of see there's this guy. Oh, picture being blurry. There's two of them. There's one with a chin. There's one with like the douchebag chin strap that I hate.
In the back row.
Yes.
Second from the left.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the specific one that I had in my mind because I know the team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, that's those. Yes. These guys are the elite. Just so you know.
Oh man, they will steal your girl.
Yeah. So this is my. Those are my competition. That's what I. You know what I mean? I'm gonna try to bring.
They try to make them look in these promo shots.
Oh yeah, it's League of Legends is not. That's why when like, if they try to talk shit to me, like, dude, come on, man, seriously, don't have to say that. Your mom was just saying it last night.
There's one I'm looking at right now. It's not the same group of guys. It's ESL Pro League, the Fnatic Defeat team, I guess. One plus, I don't even know what their name is. But there's this picture of the five guys, and it's supposed to be intimidating, but the guy they put in front, I think my thigh weighs more than him.
Yeah.
Tiny. I could like break him with my calves and he'd probably like it.
So if you are listening and you do play League of Legends and you're not completely turned off or insulted by what we here's the thing, I love the game, get me wrong, I love the game, great game, but like the community is toxic as fuck to themselves, not to like the opponent. They're toxic to their own teammates, which again, that's what you guys look like. I used to look like that too. I don't anymore, so I can talk all the shit I want. Okay, I know kung fu. I can break you literally. I can look at all these pictures of all you guys, and unless all of you jump me at once, I will kick every single one of your asses. Except for me, streamers are different. Streamers. They vary. There's various streamers that play League of Legends. But for the professional teams, every single one of you, yeah. Unless you know fucking some jujitsu, which you might. But regular hand-to-hand, I'm perfectly fine believing that at least the current 100 Thieves lineup, I'm pretty certain that every single one of them, yeah. Maybe not the guy all the way to the left. That guy... He, I don't think I should fuck with that guy. That guy looks like he's like, don't let the league fool you. Okay. I'm fucking Korean. Okay. I know more than just how to type and write and fucking do math and play League of Legends. I will kick your ass. Okay. This is my world. My world, damn it. All right. That's enough. That's all right. You guys have been awesome. Sorry that it took so long, but life happens and you know, you guys don't pay. Like we would love to do some Patreon, but we got to get like more than 10 viewers and listeners in order to even remotely get that route. But, going to have a lot of stuff coming for you. And, I don't know. World sucks. Being an adult sucks. Ignorance is truly bliss because when you know how the candy is made, you realize, okay, you still want the candy, but still, you're like, damn, I wish I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just knowing how fucked we are as a country. No, knowing how fucked we are as a country. And then, like, looking back at how long you lived and then looking and, like, fuck, I'm not old yet. That means I got to do at least 30 to 40 more years of this bullshit. All right. Oh. So for the Broke Blurred Pod, I've been your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antonio Salvaje, a.k.a. Gapinen, the Game Master. And with me today has been...
Heather.
Remember, go check us out. Go check out SavageGraphicsMedia.com. That's graphics with an X. And we are going to tell Craig to get the hell out of here so that I can go back to losing at league. I mean, practicing at league. And you can and you can latch a young child onto your boob.
Exactly. Wild times for all.
And I'm the weird one.